天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那从今天开始呢，我们会有一个新的系列的学习，叫做 Three Marks of Discipleship， 门徒的三个记号。当然我们都知道，作为一个基督徒呢，我们都应该成为主的门徒。那作为门徒的我们会需要有哪三个记号呢？在这些记号背后又有神的哪些美意呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It's a delight to have you join us today.
欢迎你收听这个节目。
And today we're going to begin a series of three messages on the marks of discipleship.
今天我们要开始一个新的系列，叫做门徒的三个记号。
And I want to begin by drawing your attention to a certain phrase in Luke chapter 14.
首先我想请你特别留心路加福音十四章里头的一句话。
And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it.
如果你有圣经，请翻开。
So what is that phrase in Luke chapter 14?
路加福音十四章里的哪句话呢？
It was repeated by the Lord Jesus several times.
耶稣反复强调这句话好几遍。
And it can be a very daunting phrase for the serious Christian.
这也是让那些认真跟随主的人感到很泄气的一句话。
So what is that phrase?
是哪句话呢？
Cannot be my disciple.
就是不能做我的门徒。
Cannot be my disciple.
不能做我的门徒。
Why would Jesus use such negative language?
耶稣为什么要说这么负面的话呢？
Oh, the answer is very important.
哦，答案相当重要。
Because Jesus did not want anyone to follow him for the wrong reasons.
原来耶稣不愿意人们以不正确的理由来跟从他。
Jesus did not want anyone to follow him under false pretenses.
耶稣不希望人们抱着虚伪的目的来做他的门徒。
Jesus was deeply concerned about those who were merely interested in him because of his power.
耶稣担心有些人因为只看到他超然的能力，就来做他的门徒。
Jesus was concerned that some would follow him only because he performed miracles.
耶稣担心有人单单因为他行了神迹奇事就跟从他。
Jesus was concerned that some would follow him only because he could raise the dead.
耶稣担心有人是因为他能让死人复活才做他的门徒。
Jesus was concerned that some would follow him only because he could heal the sick.
耶稣担心有人因为他能医治病人就来跟从他。
So Jesus looks at the multitudes of people who were pressing, pushing, and straining to follow him and said the following.
因此耶稣看着那些争先恐后蜂拥而来要跟随他的群众，就说了这样的话。
Jesus said, unless you are willing to carry your cross every day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple.
耶稣说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，就不能做我的门徒。
What did Jesus mean by this?
耶稣这句话是什么意思呢？
Jesus meant that in order to be a disciple of Jesus,
耶稣的意思就是说，要想做耶稣的门徒，
you have to be loyal to him.
你必须对主忠心。
in order to be a disciple of Jesus,
要想做耶稣的门徒,
you have to love like Jesus loves.
你就要像耶稣那样的去爱。
In order to be a disciple of Jesus,
要想做耶稣的门徒,
you have to live like Jesus lives.
你就要像耶稣那样去生活。
In fact, these are the three topics that I'll be addressing today and in the next two messages.
其实这三方面就是我今天和下两次信息中要和你分享的主题。
Some of you might be thinking, why did not Jesus have the multitudes follow him anyway?
也许你会觉得耶稣为什么不让这些群众跟着他呢？
Why didn't he wait to tell them the truth about himself until after they had committed to him?
耶稣为什么不等他们下定决心跟从他之后再告诉他们事情的真相呢？
Isn't that the essence of religion to get more people in?
世上的宗教不都是喜欢更多的人加入的吗？
Isn't every religion competing to bring more people into its fold?
各种宗教不都是争取更多的人来加入他们的行列吗？
Oh, but that's not so with the true Christianity.
可是基督教并非如此的。
Look at Jesus in Luke 14:25.
请看路加福音14章25节，耶稣是怎么做的？
He gets a huge crowd, which is just what any leader would want.
他的确吸引了大批群众，这是任何一个领袖梦寐以求的。
And then what does Jesus do?
而这个时候，耶稣的反应是什么呢？
Jesus challenges the great crowd who have gathered around him.
他向他身边的群众发出了挑战。
He says, unless you carry your cross every day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple.
他说，你们若不天天背着自己的十字架跟从我，就不配做我的门徒。
I am sure some of today's clever leaders would have advised Jesus this way.
我相信当今世上精明的领袖也许会这样建议耶稣说，
Jesus, first, let them see how wonderful you are, and then let them know the cost of following you.
耶稣，你要先让他们亲眼目睹你的奇妙，然后才告诉他们跟从你的代价呀。
Jesus, let them realize gradually that eternal life should mean everything to them.
耶稣，你要慢慢地让他们意识到永生对他们的重要性。
Oh, Jesus, first tell them about all the good things that come out of following you.
耶稣，你要先告诉他们，跟从你到底能得到哪些好处。
Tell them about the forgiveness of sins.
告诉他们，他们的罪可以得到赦免。
Tell them about the peace of mind.
告诉他们，可以获得心里的平安。
Wait a while before you tell them about the importance of being loyal to you.
迟一点再告诉他们忠心跟随你的重要性。
Because of Jesus' blazing integrity, he gives no misleading subtleties.
但耶稣光明磊落的品格使他不愿意对群众有丝毫的误导。
His integrity compels him to spell out all warnings up front.
他的诚实驱使他要事先警告众人。
My listening friend, do you know what the word integrity means?
亲爱的朋友，你知道诚实代表着什么吗？
Integrity is the integration of what you claim to believe with the way you conduct your life.
所谓诚实，就是你所行的和你所信的完全一致。
There is no discrepancy between one's beliefs and one's behavior.
诚实就是你的行为和你的信仰之间没有矛盾。
And when discrepancy occurs, as it does on occasions, for all of us, we are ready to confess our sin and ask for forgiveness.
如果心口不一，就像每个人有时会犯的那样，我们就得认罪并恳求宽恕。
And so Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple without total loyalty to me.
因此耶稣说，如果你们不能彻底地对我效忠，就不能做我的门徒。
Loyalty to Jesus requires a blazing integrity.
对主忠心需要光明磊落的品格。
And integrity today seems to be waning.
而诚实可靠的品德在当今时代已经渐渐被人抛弃了。
There seems to be dishonesty in every profession.
虚假欺骗的手法充斥在各行各业里。
We are seeing lack of integrity in every field.
我们所到之处都缺乏诚实忠信。
We are seeing dishonesty in business.
在商业界尔虞我诈。
There are some students who cheat on their exams and they see nothing wrong with it.
有些学生考试时作弊，根本不当回事。
There are some television programs that are designed to glorify deception, and they see nothing wrong with it.
有些电视节目刻意美化欺诈的行为，认为毫无问题。
We see dishonesty in advertising.
许多广告传递虚假的讯息。
We see dishonesty in schools.
学校里也发生不诚实的事。
Lack of integrity abounds in our modern world.
现今的世界处处缺乏诚实。
Yet, in the midst of that, Jesus tells us to place loyalty to him above all else.
然而在混乱的世界中，主耶稣要我们把对他的忠心放到首位。
Jesus tells us that it is wrong to place pleasing people ahead of pleasing God.
耶稣告诉我们说，取悦人胜过讨神喜悦是错误的。
It is wrong to place the accommodation to sin ahead of the condemnation of sin.
包容罪而不谴责罪是错误的。
It is wrong to place popularity ahead of God's precepts.
重视个人的声望过于尊重神的诫命是错误的。
And so today we see the consequences of misplaced priorities.
我们今天所面临的是一个本末倒置的世界。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we no longer value integrity as we once did.
因为我们不再像过去那样的强调忠诚。
Some people are afraid to tell the truth because they are afraid it may cause them suffering.
有些人不敢说实话，因为他们害怕说了实话反而会受罪。
But if I lie to you in order to avoid suffering, I have already hurt you.
可是如果为了避免自己受苦，我就对你撒谎，等于伤害了你。
If I tell you half truth in order to avoid suffering, I have already hurt you.
如果因为避免受苦，我只讲了一部分实话，我也是伤害了你。
If I only tell you what I know you want to hear, I have already hurt you.
如果我只讲你喜欢听的话，我就是害了你。
In fact, I would have greatly sinned against you.
事实上，我是大大的得罪了你。
The Lord Jesus Christ always told the truth.
主耶稣基督从来不说假话。
Anyone who does not carry his cross, he said, and follow me cannot be my disciple.
他说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，就不能做我的门徒。
But please, my listening friend, listen to the verse preceding that one.
我亲爱的朋友，请你再听一听这句话前面的一句。
In Luke 14:26,
在路加福音14:26.
Many people have misunderstood this verse through the years.
很多人对这节经文有误解。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读。路加福音14:26。人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
What did Jesus mean by unless you hate your father and mother, etc.?
耶稣说，爱我胜过爱自己的父母，这话是什么意思呢？
My listening friend, please listen carefully. This is important.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听，这很重要。
Jesus was making a clear distinction between redemptive love, which is divine, and possessive love, which is human.
在这里，耶稣是要我们把神救赎的大爱和人间占有的爱区分开来。
Jesus was saying that our relationship to our loved ones must grow out of redemptive love.
耶稣的意思是说，我们和家人之间的亲情之爱必须从神救赎的爱而来。
If our love for our family does not grow out of redemptive love, it will not last.
如果我们和家人的爱不是从神而来，这种爱就不会长久。
If love between marriage partners does not flow from Christ's love for them, it is a possessive love.
夫妻之间的爱如果不是源于基督的爱，就会变成彼此占有的私欲。
And redemptive love will outlive possessive love every time.
占有的私欲有一天会消失，但救赎的大爱却永远长存。
Jesus is saying that possessive love is selfish love.
耶稣的意思是，占有的爱是自私的爱。
And selfish love is doomed to fail.
而这种自私的爱总有一天会消失。
Love that flows out of total loyalty to Christ is deeper and higher than selfish love.
从对基督的忠贞所产生的爱，其深度与高度都远远超越了人间自私的爱。
So, when Jesus is first in your life,
因此，当耶稣在你生命中居首位的时候，
your love for others will be real and genuine.
你就会真诚地爱其他的人。
Your love will no longer be selfish and possessive.
你的爱就不再以自我为中心，一味的占有。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple without total loyalty to me."
耶稣说，你若不对我彻底忠心，就不能做我的门徒。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple when you keep your mouth shut about me."
耶稣说，如果你不敢为我做见证，就不配做我的门徒。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple when you habitually practice deception."
耶稣说，如果你惯于说谎，就不能做我的门徒。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple when you worship money more than God."
耶稣说，如果你是拜金主义者，就不能做我的门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when you pursue happiness more than holiness.
如果你放纵自己享乐而不追求圣洁的生活，就不配做我的门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when success is more important to you than surrender.
如果你情愿追求成功而不顺服神，就不能做我的门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when you spend more time watching television than reading the Bible.
如果你花大量时间看电视而不在神的话语上下功夫，就不能做我的门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when power is more important than prayer.
如果你认为权势比祷告重要，就不能做我的门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when truth means far less to you than worldly treasure.
如果你看这世上的财富比真理更重要，就不能做我的门徒。
If you want to be my disciple, then your loyalty to me must be above everything else.
如果你想要做我的门徒，你对我的忠诚必须超越一切。
Oh, my listening friend, I want to be realistic.
哦，亲爱的朋友，老实地告诉你。
That loyalty may cause you embarrassment.
对主忠心会给你惹来麻烦。
That loyalty may cause you to sacrifice.
对主忠心要求你做出牺牲。
That loyalty may cause you to carry a large cross.
对主忠心需要你背负更重的十字架。
That loyalty may cause you to be misunderstood.
对主忠心会引起别人对你的误解。
That loyalty may cause people to attack you and criticize you.
对主忠心会引起别人的批评和攻击。
that loyalty may cause you to be hated by others.
对主忠心会被人恨恶。
But be loyal to Jesus anyway.
但无论如何都要对主忠心。
In comparison with the privilege of discipleship, all of these hardships are of little importance.
比起主的门徒这尊贵的身份来说，所有的难处都算不得什么了。
Maybe Jesus sensed the crowd asking him these questions.
也许耶稣早已料到群众要问他以下这个问题，说
Why are you making it hard for us to follow you?
你为什么要说这些个让我们望而却步呢？
Why do you have to talk about crosses that we have to carry?
你为什么非要说跟从你就必须背十字架呢？
Why should loyalty to you be above loyalty to everybody else?
为什么要对你忠心胜过对其他所有人呢？
And so Jesus goes on to tell them something very important.
所以耶稣接着讲了些非常重要的话。
He said nobody of his right mind would build a tower without first counting the cost.
他说任何一个有理性的人都不会不先计算花费就开工建造大楼的。
And no military leader goes to war without an assessment of the army's strength.
也没有一个国王不先酌量一下自己的兵力就上战场打仗的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because buildings that are half built and left unfinished invite ridicule.
因为半途而废的工程只能惹来别人的讥笑。
Half built structures invite all sorts of attack.
半吊子工程只能招致各类的攻击。
Half-built structures invite bandits and squatters.
未完成的建筑只能引来土匪和强盗。
In the same way, if you claim to be Jesus' disciple and have no loyalty to Jesus, you will be ridiculed.
同样的，如果你说自己是耶稣的门徒，却无法对主忠诚，只能惹人讥笑。
If you claim to be Jesus' disciple without true loyalty to Jesus, you will be defeated in your spiritual battles.
如果你声称自己是耶稣的门徒，而不能对主忠心，在属灵的征战中，你一定吃败仗。
And so, my listening friend, as I bring this message to conclusion,
所以，亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我要强调一下。
I want to answer some questions that you may be asking.
也许有些问题是你想要搞清楚的。
Some of you probably are asking, what does loyalty to Jesus look like?
也许你会问，对耶稣忠心应该是什么样子的呢？
Can you only be loyal with half heart?
我们可以只在某些事情上忠心吗？
Is loyalty to Jesus only outwardly?
对主忠心是否只需要做些表面功夫呢？
Can you be loyal to Jesus only on certain occasions?
我们可不可以只在某些场合下才对主忠心呢？
Can you only be loyal to Jesus when you need him?
可不可以只在需要主的时候才忠于他呢？
And the answer is no.
答案是不可以。
But today you can say to Jesus,
但今天你可以对主说，
Jesus, I want to be your disciple.
耶稣，我要做你的门徒。
Jesus, I will be completely loyal to you regardless of the cost.
耶稣，无论代价如何，我愿对你忠心到底。
My listening friend, Jesus' love for you took him to the cross.
亲爱的朋友，因着爱耶稣走上十字架。
But don't ever forget that the cross was not the end of the road for Jesus.
但请不要忘了，十字架不是耶稣拯救的终点。
For he rose again on the third day.
他第三天复活了。
And the same thing with us.
我们也要经历这条道路。
Carrying the cross and following Jesus is not the end of the road for us.
背负十字架不是我们跟随主的终点。
But rather it is the road that will lead us to singing and rejoicing with Christ.
而是通过这样一条忠心的道路，将来我们就可以与主同乐同荣。
Are you loyal to Jesus?
你愿对主忠心吗？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，使我们懂得了作为门徒真正的意义，那就是要完全的顺服，使我们可以从主耶稣那里得到爱，去爱我们周围的人。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，跟随主的道路是艰苦而辛劳的，但这样的艰苦和辛劳与我们尊贵的身份相比，的确算不得什么。若现在的你处在人生的低谷中，或者说是侍奉的低潮中，亲爱的朋友们，就让我们回到主的面前，回到他的话语中来亲近他，做他真正的门徒。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
就将我心